After I arrived here, I was able to get employment from the local county here. So I became a county worker at Hennepin County here in Minneapolis. And I've worked there as an eligibility officer in the Department of Human Services. And while working there, I began to go and attend law school here at the University of Minnesota, from which I graduated in 2004. And so I was able to finish my law school. And then immediately after that, I started teaching at the law school as an adjunct professor of Islamic law. In Pakistan, I had a dual training. I had training in both the British common law as well as the Islamic law. So I did have a professional background in Islamic law. In fact, I had my master's degree in Islamic law or Sharia law. And so I began teaching at the UFM Law School since 2004. I traveled back to Africa, to Somalia, in fact, as a consultant for the United Nations, and to also help rebuild the justice sector in the northwest part of Somalia, where I am from. And I spent nearly 2 years there as well. And I came back here, and I helped establish a project on Islamic law and human rights at the Human Rights Center at the UFM Law School. I am leading that project right now. Muslims who are here are subject to the American law. We came here, for instance, in my story, as a willing and grateful refugee who understands and is grateful for the opportunities provided by this great country. And I'm committed to upholding and abiding the laws of this country. And I have been doing that so far. And I am committed to that. And for me, the laws of the United States and the Constitution of the United States is the law that I chose to live under. And so are all the Muslims who are here.